Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And Yahweh said unto Jacob, Return to the land of your fathers, and to your kindred, and I will be with you. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but God permitted him not to hurt me. If he said thus, The speckled shall be your wages, then all the cattle bore speckled, and if he said thus, The striped shall be your hire, then bore all the cattle striped. Thus God has taken away the cattle of your father, and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes, and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were striped, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here am I, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now your eyes and see. All the rams which leap upon the cattle are striped, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban does unto you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you vowed a vow unto me. Now arise, get you out from this land, and return to the land of your kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us, and has quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God has taken from our father, that is ours, and our children's, now then, whatever God has said unto you, do. Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and wives, and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle, and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unaware to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river, and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told to Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled. And he took his brethren with him, and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said unto him, Take heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What have you done, that you have stolen away unaware to me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Why did you flee away secretly, and steal away from me, and did not tell me, that I might have sent you away with gladness, and with songs, with tambourine, and with harp, and have not permitted me to kiss my sons and my daughters? You have now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, Take you heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though you would need to go, because you greatly longed after your father's house, but why have you stolen my goods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Perhaps you would take by force your daughters from me. With whomever you find your gods, let him not live before our brethren. Discern you what is yours with me, and take it with you. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture, and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before you, for the custom of women is upon me." And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was angry and strived with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin that you have so hotly pursued after me? Whereas you have searched all my stuff, what have you found of all your household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and your brethren, that they may judge between us both. This 20 years have I been with you. Your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto you. I bore the loss of it. Of my hand did you require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your cattle, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely you had sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and the labour of my hands, and rebuked you last night." And Laban answered and said to Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that you see is mine. And what can I do this day to these my daughters, or to their children which they have borne? Now therefore come you, let us make a covenant, I and you, and let it be for a witness between me and you." And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said to his brethren, "Gather stones," and they took stones and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jegar Sadath Dutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, "This heap is a witness between me and you this day." Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, "Yahweh, watch between me and you when we are absent from one another. If you shall afflict my daughters, or if you shall take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness between me and you." And Laban said to Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast between me and you. This heap is witness, and this pillar is witness, that I will not pass over this heap to you, and that you shall not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me, for harm. The God of Abraham, and the God of Nahor, and the God of their father, judge between us." And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and stayed all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed, and returned to his place. Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall you speak unto my lord Esau. Your servant Jacob says thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and donkeys, flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in your sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to your brother Esau, and also he comes to meet you, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and herds, and the camels, into two bands, and said, If Esau comes to the one company and smites it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, Yahweh which said unto me, Return to your country and to your kindred, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown unto your servant, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I have become two bands. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And you said, I will surely do you good, and make your seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there the same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 she-donkeys and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every herd by themselves, and said to his servants, Pass over before me, and put a space between herd and herd. And he commanded the foremost, saying, When Esau my brother meets you and asks you, saying, Whose are you, and where go you, and whose are these before you? Then you shall say, They are your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the herd, saying, On this manner shall you speak to Esau when you find him. And say you moreover, Behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face, perhaps he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives, and his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them, and sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince have you power with God and with men, and have prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray you, your name. And he said, Why is it that you do ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he limped upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Genesis chapter 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph last. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, "Who are those with you?" And he said, "The children which God has graciously given your servant." Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And afterward came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, "What mean you by all this company which I met?" And he said, "These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord." And Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep what you have to yourself." And Jacob said, "No, I pray you, if now I have found grace in your sight, then receive my present at my hand, for therefore I have seen your face as though I had seen the face of God, and you were pleased with me. Take, I pray you, my blessing that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, "Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before you." And he said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray you, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goes before me, and the children be able to endure, and I come unto my Lord unto Seir." And Esau said, "Let me now leave with you some of the folk that are with me." And he said, "What needs it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth, and built him a house, and made booths for his cattle. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. Genesis chapter 34. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bore unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clung unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spoke kindly to the damsel. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this damsel to wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they had come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very angry, because he had worked folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife, and make you marriages with us, and give your daughters to us, and take our daughters unto you. And you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade you therein, and get you possessions therein." And Shechem said to her father and to her brothers, "Let me find grace in your eyes, and what you shall say to me I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as you shall say to me, but give me the damsel to wife." And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah their sister. And they said to him, And they said to them, "We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that is a reproach unto us. But in this will we consent to you. If you will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, then will we give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not listen to us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone." And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son, and the young men deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honourable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city, and spoke with the men of their city, saying, "These men are peaceable with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent to us for to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us is circumcised, as they are circumcised, shall not their cattle and their substance and every beast of theirs be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us." And to Hamor and to Shechem, his son, heard all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, took each man his sword, and came upon the city boldly, and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house, and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain, and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep, and their oxen, and their donkeys, and that which was in the city, and that which was in the field. And all their wealth, and all their little ones, and their wives took they captive, and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I bring few in number. They shall gather themselves together against me, and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house." And they said, "Should he deal with our sister as with a harlot?" Genesis chapter 35. And God said unto Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau your brother." Then Jacob said to his household and to all that were with him, "Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the day which I went." And they gave to Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak. And the name of it was called Alonbacuth. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram, and blessed him. And God said unto him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of you, and kings shall come out of your loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to you I will give it, and to your seed after you will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labour. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labour, that the midwife said to her, Fear not, you shall have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died, and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Paddan Aram. And Jacob came to Isaac his father, to Mamre, to the city of Arbar, which is Hebron, which Abraham and Isaac dwelt. And the days of Isaac were 84 years, and Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.